أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبعث الله غرابا يبحث في الأرض ليريه كيف يواري سوءة أخيه. قال يا ويلتى أعجزت أن أكون مثل هذا الغراب فأواري سوءة أخي فأصبح من النادمين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 31 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, and this is concluding the incident of Habil and Qabil. After he killed his brother, he did not know how to bury the brother, what to do with the body. Most of the ulama have stated that this was definitely the first murder that had taken place, but up to that particular time, no one had left this world, no one had passed on. And the result was, there was no funeral, there was no burial that had taken place. If it had happened, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would have then bestowed upon Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam wahi, and he would have known what to do. So here is the corpse of his brother, the body of his deceased dead brother. What should he do now? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now shows insan how to do this. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down a crow. In the narrations, Allah ta'ala sent down two crows. One crow killed the other crow. And now the dead one was left. The one that killed began to dig into the ground. And this is what Allah ta'ala says, يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. It began to scratch into the ground. لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِي سَوْأَةَ أَخِي. To show him how to conceal the body of his dead brother. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent that crow, it scratched into the ground, and thereafter, taking its beak, it placed the other crow into the ground, and then covered the earth and covered the land. And so we have it, and this is the tariqah, this is the sunnah of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. We had been created from it, and of course we are going to return into it as buried individuals, and then from there once again we are going to be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. This is how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wanted it. When he had seen what a crow had showed him, the lesson that the crow had showed him, then قَالَ يَا وَيْلَتَا أَعَجَزْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْغُرَابِ فَأُوَارِيَ سَوْأَةَ أَخِي. He said, destruction be upon me, that I was unable, I did not have the capacity to think, I did not know, أَنْ أَكُونَ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْغُرَابِ, that how I wish I was like this crow, فَأُوَارِيَ سَوْأَةَ أَخِي, so that I could conceal the corpse, the body of my dead brother. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ النَّادِمِينَ. And then he became from amongst the remorseful people. What was his remorse? His remorse was not on the murder of his brother. His remorse was on his incapability to think. That he could not think, if you put it in another way, his remorse was because of his short-sightedness, and he remorsed over something that he should have not really remorsed. The real and true remorse should have been the remorse of killing his brother. Ulama write on this ayat that that person that has any regret, remorse, because of any material thing, that is not going to be spiritually advancing to that individual. Somebody did an investment and then they lost some money and there is regret and remorse. There is not going to be any spiritual benefit in it. The remorse comes when a person remorses for in front of Allah Ta'ala for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and that happens when a person committed an error, a person made a mistake, a person committed a sin, and then he becomes remorseful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you are so great, you have sent down so many ni'mats upon me, and yet I have broken your commandments. Now that is remorse in the courts of Allah Ta'ala, and that is what is intended, that is what what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires, and that is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves, and Allah ta'ala rewards, and Allah ta'ala forgives because of that. Of course, all the other aspects of the tawbah, that a person leaves the sin, a person does not embark on that sin again, etc. But that is the real remorse that a believer should always have. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that the murder had taken place, he killed his brother, but yet his remorse was not the remorse for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, but his remorse rather was on his incapability and incapacity to have thought about how to conceal his dead brother. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.